Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is a very bittersweet interview for me, and I have to tell you why. We have on the phone with us Lee Stoffel. For the last 7 years, she has been the City of Hastings Communications Coordinator, and she has tendered her resignation as of May 27th, and she is going to be taking a new job, which hopefully she'll give us a little sneak peek about that. But I just want to say, Lee, this is a big loss for the city, and we thank you collectively for all you have done. And on behalf of my boss, Dan Massman, he wanted to be sure and say thank you for all you've done to get the word out on many things that go on in the city. And in your 7 years, you've seen a lot. So welcome. Thank you so much for taking time and chatting with me.
Thank you for having me, Mo.
So let's go back. 7 years ago, you were a kid coming to this job in Hastings. And what did you expect? And have you always wanted to be in this arena?
You know, not necessarily. I didn't know. I took an interesting path to get to where I'm at today. And I think that I learned a lot about myself through the years, and it just led me in this direction, and it just feels like the right fit for me. I've just been a worker bee since I was 15, and even I suppose before that, I grew up babysitting and got a job at 15 in retail, and I've always loved working. I've always enjoyed working. I like working with people, and I think through all my different paths, I started to realize what I was good at and then what was important to me. I think a big thing is I did advertising for a few years in college and after college, and I loved it. It was so fun and fast-paced and exciting. But I started to realize that I didn't feel great about reminding people that they had to have more pairs of shoes or, you know, another haircut or whatever it was. That just started to feel not like the right fit for me anymore. And then I think that's where I started to realize I was trying to look for something else and I didn't quite know what it was. So held a couple different jobs between then and then got into government and realized that it felt really great. It felt good. I like to help people. And I know that's corny and people say that a lot, but I do. I like helping people. I like working with others. I like working on a team. And city government, you have to do all of those things. And it's fun. I love it.
What brought you originally to the Hastings job?
You know what? It was just a perfect, like, stroke of luck and timing, I think. Honestly, at the time, I got hired part-time. So when I first started with the city, I was only working 20 hours a week, and I had small kids at the time, and that was just a really good balance for our family. And so it worked out great for me, and there weren't a lot of jobs that fit what I needed and fit like my professional background that I could do for part-time. And it just worked out great and was a really good fit.
So how has the world of communications changed in those 7 years?
You know, I think even going back a little bit, probably like 10 years, communications has just changed so rapidly. The expectations for what communications were 10 years ago and what they are now is extremely different. And you can even tell that by seeing that, you know, Hastings at that time had a part-time communications person, and even the person that was there before me, she was part-time communications, and then I think she worked part-time with economic development. And so the expectations for doing it just kind of here and there, and now moving to the point where people need communication practically around the clock, the expectations have changed dramatically, and we just have so many places that we need to be. We need to be online. We need to be working with our local media. We need to be in social media. We need to respond to people. People want to hear something immediately. So it's busy. It's very, very busy, and yes, it's a big job.
So tell us about the last 7 years. What are some of your favorite stories?
You know, it was so fun. It was really, really fun and an exciting time in Hastings. Just like you and everyone knows, Hastings has seen so many amazing things happen over the past 7 years. The changes with the bridge and the Riverfront Renaissance was very exciting and I think invigorating for everyone who lived here. And it was super fun to be involved in that. I think some projects that I really enjoy probably were being involved in the rebranding of the city. I know that was challenging for some at first, but I think it was the right way to go in helping to make Hastings somewhat of a destination. I think it has, you know, I really wanted to help it become really recognizable to anyone, whether you are from here originally or whether you're just a passerby or a visitor, that you could start to, like, see something that you can connect with and recognize really quickly as Hastings. And I think that that's what our new bridge does for us, is it gets that regional awareness of, you know, it's just like a symbol that you see and you kind of know, oh, hey, that's in Hastings. That's a unique thing. So that's a project that I was really excited to be in charge of and be part of bringing that to our organization. And then I think another thing is that I worked really hard from the time that I was there until now to develop a voice for the city, to develop a connection point for people, meet people where they're at, meet people where they're at. That's a big thing that I focused on. Like, you know, when I first started, I heard a lot of like, well, nobody comes to these meetings. We hold these meetings and nobody comes. So starting to look at, well, how else can we get the word out? How can we hear from people what they want? How can we get that engagement? And that where I really saw that in Hastings was online, that some people aren't willing to come to a meeting, but they're willing to tell you if you put a poll out, or they're willing to tell you in a virtual meeting, or even in like a private message, they'll tell you, or maybe they're more comfortable telling you something anonymously, which I think you can still get great information and feedback that way. So I really worked hard to develop that voice and make city government seem more personable.
I think you did a great job with that.
Yeah, that was a big focus. I don't know, I had so many fun projects. It's such a great job. I think working on the Riverwalk and working on the branding of our Riverwalk and getting trying to work on partnering with tourism and the chamber and working on attracting people to Hastings, and then and not only attracting visitors but like helping the people in town realize what we have here, and it's something to really be proud of and something to participate in. And that was such a fun thing to be involved with in the middle of all that, and helping to try and attract people and ask them what they want.
And don't you think that Christy Barse has been a great partner with the city as well, really reaching out and making some
Absolutely.
Of those, yeah, helping?
Yeah, she has been wonderful to work with. She's brought a whole new energy and a lot of positivity, and great for partnering. And I think that's what, you know, especially in Hastings, where that our community is a very unique size, where we're not this teeny little town anymore. You know, it's a big enough town that we have a little bit more, a few more resources, but also we're not huge, so we don't have everything that, you know, maybe some larger towns might have. And I think that what works the best in Hastings is that kind of partnering. That's where you can partner your ideas, you can partner with your finances, you can partner with your talent, and that's where things really start to happen. And I think that's why we've seen so much success in the last, you know, number of years around Hastings with new ideas and new fun things happening.
Well, one of the initiatives I know you were involved with and continue to be is Thrive. Tell us about that and how that came about.
Yeah, I'm very proud of being a member of Thrive. It happened a number of years ago and kind of was initiated by the school district, by Mark Zuzik, noticing that there was a lot of changes starting to happen in the demographics with our, especially elementary and middle schools, and starting to realize that this is something important for our community to talk about. And I kind of got brought in a little bit later after they had made some decisions about making that joint proclamation. And then after that, I just kind of hit the ground running in being involved with that group because it's something that I am personally very passionate about, equality and working for inclusion and different things like that. And I think it's an important way for Hastings to continue growing. Yeah, it's been fun to see that evolve. And if I can make a little plug, we even have some events coming up virtually. We've kind of had to pivot to doing some virtual events, but if people want to follow that online, they can look for Thrive in Hastings online, and that's a great way to follow what that group is doing and get involved.
Well, that is a great plug. Thank you. Are you going to continue with Thrive even with your new position? Because it certainly is open to private citizens as well.
Right, absolutely. Yes, I do want to. I'm very personally passionate about it, and it's something that I plan to stay involved with. And again, keep working on it as a citizen. I do live in Hastings, and my husband and I have been living here since 2005. So we feel like this is our place, you know, and this is our town now, and this is where we're raising our family. So yeah, I plan to be involved in that, and hopefully actually plan to still be a part of our public arts task force too. That's another thing I want to join as a resident.
So tell us a little bit about your decision to look for a different job. Did this just come out of the blue? And what are you going to be doing next?
You know, it kind of did. It wasn't something where I was out looking for another job, but it just sort of popped up. And it's very important for me right now in the ages of my kids and where my family is at to not have a long commute. And this job nearby popped up, and it just was something that I decided to look into and see. And I just decided that I think it would be it felt like a good fit. And sometimes in the job I'm in, it's tricky. It's hard to not have a break between my work life and my personal life. And I think that this will give me a little bit of space in my work life and then my personal life to be involved in whatever I want to be involved in and not have to worry about maybe who's doing what all the time and things like that. And I think it's a little bit of a good step for me to take also professionally, just to have some new challenges and to let go of some of the things I've done here and let someone else pick up that baton and run with it, because I'm really proud of what I've done and where I've built it up. And new ideas are great. New ideas are great ideas. You know, somebody I think can come in and see the energy that was here and then just bring a new energy. And I think that positive things can come from that.
Lee, will you be so kind as to tell us a little bit about the position you accepted?
So the position is actually similar. It's a communications coordinator for City of Rosemount. So I'll be doing similar type things. And, you know, like I said, I really enjoy being part of municipal government and serving the public and serving all the different departments within the city. So I'm excited about that. I think that Rosemount is a very different town from Hastings. I think I'll be working on new challenges. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing for my own personal, professional growth, and even personally to just be challenged in a new way.
Tell us what you think the strengths of the City of Hastings are.
Oh, it's been fun to watch. I think that what I've learned, because, you know, I'm not originally from Hastings, but like I said, I've been here for, you know, almost 15 years now, or it'll be 15 years in the fall. And it's been so fun to get to know the community. And I think that the strength and the uniqueness of Hastings is that community feel that we really still have here. That, you know, I see it all the time when someone is hurting or when someone is struggling, we have people come out of the woodwork to help. And I think that that is something you don't find everywhere. Like the sandbagging, that was a great example. When we needed to do sandbagging last year for the potential flooding that was happening on the East End, we had like 500 people show up to help with that effort on one day. And I know that there were neighboring cities that were trying to do a similar type effort and had like 20 people show up. And that right there, I think, is like the crux of what Hastings is all about. And the connections that are here are very strong. I think if people just keep pushing themselves out of their comfort zones every now and then and making sure that we're really watching out for each other, that Hastings will just continue to grow and be strong in that way.
And certainly organizations like Thrive want to ensure that everybody has that same experience that you did moving into a town that you didn't grow up in.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. And I think there's a lot of people who, once we just start talking about it, it helps people to think a little bit differently. It's very easy when you're in your comfort zone to stay there. It's easier to stay in your comfort zone. But once you start to realize that maybe a little step, a smile, or a how are you doing today is really all you need to make someone feel more welcome, it's such an easy thing to do. And I think people are willing to do it when they stop and think about that.
Well, you also won a really great award. And what year was that?
I think that was in 2019. I won a couple of awards. Yeah, the one was for the Chamber Award. The St. Paul Chamber, Leaders in Local Government for Marketing and Communications. That was a big honor. That was a huge honor. I was very surprised and honored to receive an award like that and be nominated for something like that. That was very fun and definitely, yes, something I was proud of. And then I had received another honor locally at the Women Inspiring Women for just local women leaders. And that was really heartwarming also. I just have to say, there are so many good people around me, and they reach out and recognize the work I do. And it's very humbling, and I'm very lucky to have a lot of people around me that care.
Well, and the good news is they're still going to be around you. You're not really going anywhere. Your work may have changed a little, but you're still going to be a leader in our community, and we're grateful for that as well.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I think I'll have to take a little bit of time away from what's happening in the city and just let somebody else pick up where I left off. But like you said, I really do want to be a contributing member of our community. And so, yeah, I think you'll see me in years to come.
Well, we like that. And, you know, I do a show. It's called Where Are They Now? So hopefully a year or two from now, you and I can do that show together.
Oh, I like it, Mo. That sounds fun.
Lee Stoffel, we thank you for your many years of service to the city of Hastings. And I'm not going to get teary, but I do want you to know how much we always have appreciated your work, not only as private citizens, but also at KDWA. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Continued success to you in the city of Rosemount. And we look forward to seeing you around town.
Thanks, Mo. I guess I'd have to say ditto. I just love your presence and your upbeat energy, and it always is a pleasure to be interviewed you or by you.
Well, thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. Our guest today is Lee Stoffel, and we wish her well in her new endeavor. And this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.